This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Auto Trader is powered by Auto Intelligence, the hyper-personalized way to buy a car. With tools that sync with your exact budget and preferences, so you only see vehicles you can afford and actually want. Choose new or pre-owned, narrow by style, and select features, even trailer hitch. Go ahead and get picky. And with pricing, you'll see which listings are the best deals, so you can feel like you're winning the negotiation without negotiating. Auto Trader, powered by Auto Intelligence, makes car buying less of a process. Visit autotrader.com to find your perfect ride.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Now, back to Real Ghost Stories Online, live.
Let's go to another phone call. Our phone number is 855-853-4802. If you'd like to share your ghost story with us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Let's hear another one.
My name is Mariah. I'm from Pennsylvania, and I have kind of a creepy one for you. So when my friends and I were younger, we would always dabble with the Ouija board, which I know everyone always says not to, but we had really had no creepy experiences. They were always very nice and pleasant, and until this one. So my friends and I would always put the Ouija board up on top of one of my friend's old amps, like a guitar amp. It was broken. It didn't work. So we just kind of used it as like a nightstand table kind of deal. And at the time, we thought that you weren't supposed to have the Ouija boards on the floor because it was disrespectful to spirit. So we had the Ouija board resting on the amp, and we had been on it all night. And now I know that if you get the same spirit over and over and over again, that it is attached to your board. But at the time, we didn't know that. So we always got the spirit named Gail. And so we talked to Gail all the time, all day, all night. We got kind of a little obsessed with it at this point because, you know, it's kind of like a cell phone to the other side. It was very cool to us. So one morning we had woken up and we said, hey, let's get on and talk to Gail. So we go over to the amp and we set the Ouija board up on top of it. And again, it is not plugged in. There's not a guitar connected to it. It is simply a broken amp. We sit down to talk to Gail and nothing happens. So we think, oh, that's kind of weird. He or she always gets on and talks to us. So all of a sudden, we hear the sound of like an old radio tuning. Like, you know, that sounds like it's trying to find a channel or a station. And both my friend Molly and I looked at each other in sheer terror thinking, oh my God, what's happening? Little did we know it was about to get so much worse. All of a sudden, it sounds like it finds a station, and then it's silent for a second. And we think, oh, my goodness, what's happening? And then in this deep Southern preacher voice, we hear, there is a devil. And it just clicked off. And I can't even tell you the fear, the panic. You know that feeling where you get so scared that you can't feel your feet and your legs? Like, we went numb. I know I did, at least. And I can probably speak for Molly as well when I say that it's the scariest thing that has ever happened to us. Both of us are pretty much climbing on top of each other down the hallway, trying to get as far away from the board as possible and out the back door. needless to say, we got rid of the board after that. We read some things about burning and burying, so we actually did both. We burned it and then buried the ashes, and nothing happened after that. No, you know, the board didn't end up back in our house or anything like that. So there's that story. Scariest story ever. But I also had a question for your listeners. When I was little, I never saw anything, but I would wake up in the middle of the night all the time, and I would have my bedpost shaking. Like, my bed would be vibrating. And I didn't have any, there was no logical explanation for this happening. You know, I didn't have, you know, anything that could have done that. My bedpost would shake. It would scare the hell out of me. I would run out to my parents' room, and I would get this overwhelming sense of dread, like I was going to die. I had panic attacks every night, and I slept until my parents' bedroom until I was, you know, quite a bit older, like 12 years old. I would be in there, you know, a couple times a week when this would happen. And I would hear my name. It would start very slow in a hushed whisper, and then it would speed up and then slow back down. Like, it would say, Ryan, and then it would slow way back down to how it was at the beginning. So I guess my question is, has anybody else had an experience like this where their name is being said that way or their bedposts are shaking? And again, this was when I was much younger, and I have not had any paranormal experiences since then. So I guess I'm just wondering if anybody else has had something like that happen to them or their kids or anything. I hope you haven't, but at the same time, it would be awesome to get some validation on that. I love your show. I have a great time listening to it. I play it all the time. You guys cannot put out enough episodes to keep me content. I'm telling you, you guys did an awesome job. I hope to call back and tell you some more stories. Thanks, guys. Bye.
There is a devil.
True story. When I moved down to Mississippi.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're driving. I was living at the time in Toledo, Ohio, and I had to drive to Mississippi because I got a job down there. And you're driving along, and back then, you know,
Where were you in Mississippi?
Jackson.
Jackson. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you're driving down, and this is before, you know, podcasts and all that. You just had the radio in the car. You hit a certain point in the country, and that's all you can find on the radio is,
there is a devil. And the Lord said,
yeah. You know, I mean, that is what, and I was driving down there. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going into Deliverance or whatever the hell that movie is. Cause it's really scary. So I can understand hearing something like that and being like, what the hell?
And where did it come from? Like in her story, where does that come from?
Playing with a freaking Ouija board.
Exactly.
It's Ouija Awareness Month.
That's right. Every month is Ouija Awareness Month.
That's true.
Gail Jackson, is all sweet and nice until she's not.
I had one experience in Jackson, Mississippi.
What the hell were you in Jackson, Mississippi for?
I was driving to Florida, and it was like kind of a stop along. That was just like kind of a midpoint at some point for driving.
From Arkansas or from Wichita?
I think it might have been Wichita. I don't remember. It was one of the two. Or Branson. I don't know. And here's what I did. I knew nothing about Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay.
But I was looking up like, well, where should we stay? And I found there was a hotel downtown that they've redone. It was like all, you know, it was abandoned and fucking horrible. It looked like Detroit. And in a very horrible part of downtown that still is a horrible part of downtown that I had no idea about when I booked the hotel. And I was excited because, like, oh, look how they restored this thing. And it was like really done nice. Got there to valet the car. There's like security on both sides of you. They say, go right into the building. Do not walk on. Do not go outside of the building. Do not talk to anyone. And there's already like somebody like, hey, come over here. Come into the alley. Let me show you something, sir. Like just in that little stretch of walking into the building. And the whole night, just sirens. And it was, and then you look out the window and it looked like the place had been bombed. I've never gone to like Iraq or something or stayed in a war-torn country at like the hotels that journalists and stuff stay at. But I'm like, that may be kind of what it felt like. It was very isolating and kind of scary, to be honest.
It was a very scary 12 months of my life. I'll just say that.
Oh my God. I can't imagine. There's a lot of places down there in the South that people, unless you've seen them, you aren't aware of how a good part of our country is, and it needs some help. It really does. I was also thinking when she was talking about the preacher.
Yeah.
What would be really funny to do is go get a Southern gospel preacher, cassette tape, and then go and find yourself, one of these Teddy Ruxpins and then you put the Southern gospel, and then suddenly Teddy Ruxpin will become a Southern gospel preacher, which I don't know if you knew this, but back in the 80s, they actually did do a limited edition Teddy Ruxpin Southern gospel preacher edition. It didn't sell very good in the North. So, and that's where a lot of sales were for the Teddy Ruxpin, yeah, but they did make an attempt at it. So
I wonder what the Teddy Ruxpin preacher would preach. I wonder what would be coming out of his trap.
I don't know. You know, I have a fun Teddy Ruxpin story for you.
Of course you do. Anybody surprised that he does? No.
I was expecting one.
I was hoping for one. When I walked in the studio tonight, I said, no matter what we do tonight, I hope there's a Teddy Ruxpin story.
I gotcha. So I always wanted a Teddy Ruxpin. Did I ever get a Teddy Ruxpin? Fuck no. Never got a Teddy Ruxpin. But what happens later in life is I'm already moved out, I think. And my dad at, like, I don't know, an auction or some antique store or something, finds a Teddy Ruxpin, like, Toys R Us display, like the plastic, like there was the one that would have been in the store that had all the characters on it. And he thought it was odd, so he got it. And then it sat in my parents' attic forever. And I always said, well, I'll take that. It's like, that's neat. Like, that's kind of creepy and weird. And then, like, about a year or two ago, do you think I got my fucking Teddy Ruxpin still? No. Oh, we sold that on Craigslist. I'm like, do you realize, like, how rare that thing probably is? Like, it's a store display from Toys R Us for a Teddy. Like, oh, somebody said that it was worth about $50. So we
and the trauma keeps coming.
That was good.
From the woman who is like, collect all your Happy Meal toys and don't open them because they might be worth something someday.
We're going to give away the
Teddy Ruxpin display for the Teddy Ruxpin you always wanted.
We do have these Happy Meal toys if you'd like to take them to your house.
Those are sold now, too.
I'm tired of having them here.
Those are sold now, too, Carol.
No,
so she would take you to McDonald's, give you a Happy Meal, and you could open the toys. Please tell me that's not true.
That is so sad.
I could, but eventually I was convinced not to because it would be worth more down the road.
And they were just like little, they were never anything too special. I mean, maybe for a while.
I still have them somewhere in a box. Someday I should just go open them. it's a therapeutic. It's like, it's reopening my childhood. I can play with the toys now.
Do you really want to reopen your childhood, Tony? Do you? Yeah.
I gotta look this up. See if anything might be worth something.
Oh, I mean, there are. I mean, there are certain ones that are collectible. I don't keep up on any of it. I have no idea, what may or may not be.
So, yeah, Mom and Dad, I want that Teddy Ruxpin thing now. Can I have that?
Can I have it?
Oh, we sold it.
We sold it.
Who is it? Most are worth $1 to $5, but some of them are worth hundreds.
Yeah. Oh.
If you have the Dukes of Hazzard containers, Snoopy World Tour sets, or first McNugget buddies?
I have some of the McNugget buddies. I have some of the original.
You got them from the 80s, right?
I do. I have some of the McNugget buddies. I remember getting it going to Disney World for the first time in 1988 as we stayed at the Days Inn and then stopped at the McDonald's to get dinner. This was pre, like, you know, all the resorts and everything and all that. I actually think there was a couple. We were just poor. So, but I do remember. I don't know. This is the random shit I remember. I can tell you when I got the fucking Happy Meal toy. It's weird. I can't tell you what I had for dinner yesterday, but I can tell you that. Let's go to another phone call. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Here at Real Ghost Stories Online. I'm going to take Teddy Ruxpin down because he's creeping me out.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's kind of staring at you in a very hateful way.
He is.
I was feeling that too.
Yeah. Thanks for watching and listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of the many ghost stories that we put out to you multiple times a day, 365 days a year, right here at Real Ghost Stories Online. And share your real ghost story with us as well. You can call in 24/7 at 855-853-4802 or write in on our website at realghoststoriesonline.com. Subscribe, share your story, and then come back and watch us live Monday nights, 8 p.m. Central on our YouTube channel for Real Ghost Stories Online Live. And hit subscribe so you don't miss any of those episodes that we put out for you all week long right here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.